Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk. Our state assembly candidates, Bonnie Lowenthal and Gabriella Holt, all on Straight Talk tonight.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a special edition of our show tonight. The candidates running for state assembly in the 54th Assembly District will be our guests. The Democratic candidate for assembly, Bonnie Lowenthal, welcome to our show. And the Republican candidate for state assembly, Gabriella Holt. Gabriella, welcome to our show. By toss of the coin, it was decided who goes first, and they each will have 1 minute opening statements, starting with Bonnie Lowenthal. Bonnie?
Thank you so much, Art. I've spent almost 40 years in Long Beach, sending my kids through public schools here, receiving my master's degree at Cal State Long Beach, working to improve the quality of life by bridging communities and bringing people together. I've done this being active in all facets of the community. As a member of Long Beach Area Citizens Involved, we promoted measures S and T that created district elections for both city council and school board to improve representation and give a voice to everybody in the city. As an educator, I've taught at Cal State Long Beach and Long Beach City College. As a member of many city policymaking commissions, I've had many involvements with most people in the area, as well as my work as a family counselor and mental health and transportation consultant. Since serving on the Board of Education and City Council for 14 and a half years, I have seen firsthand the impact of Sacramento on our city and on our schools.
Bonnie,
I'm running because I have the skills and experience to address the challenges of today.
Thank you. And your opening statement, Gabriella.
Thank you very much for that, Art, and thank you for this opportunity to participate in this program today. My name is Gabriella Holt, and I am the Republican nominee in the 54th Assembly District. I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about myself. I have an undergraduate degree in nursing from the University of Michigan. I have a teaching credential in career technical education. I also passed the CPA exam and recently completed my doctorate in health law. I'm the mother of four grown children and the proud grandma of 10-month-old Jackson. My husband of 27 years, Dr. Ken Holt, is a gastroenterologist in private practice in the area. My public service experience is extensive and includes 8 years on the Palos Verdes Board of Education. And I currently serve on the Los Angeles County Probation Commission, appointed by Supervisor Don Canabi, who has endorsed my candidacy. I want to continue my public service to represent the residents of the 54th Assembly District and to bring common sense approach to the state legislature. I look forward to this program. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriella. Ladies, a recent poll by the Sacramento Bee indicated that the approval rating for the state legislature is down to 21%, down 5 points since just last August. One of the basic problems, in my view, and the view of many with the legislature, is the problem with gerrymandering and how each district, this one being an exception, most districts are safe for either the Republican or the Democrat. And as a result, we get a skewed legislature with the more liberal Democrats on the one side and the more conservative Republicans on the other, leading to gridlock. Prop 11, which is on the ballot in November, would take redistricting authority away from the state parties and the legislators and put it in the hands of a private commission. I'll ask you first, Bonnie, do you support Prop 11?
I think redistricting is really critical for the state, and Prop 11 is going to be in the hands of the people. And I would leave it to the people to decide whether this new commission will be, in fact, impartial.
Okay. Same question to you, Gabriella. Do you support Prop 11?
Yes, you did a very good job there framing that, Art, and thank you for that. I absolutely support Prop 11. Since the gerrymandering of the districts in 2001, when the legislators drew the boundaries, what happened is the legislators chose their voters. That's upside down. The voters need to choose their legislators, and it needs to start now so we can move forward.
Okay, another problem this cycle, as you both well know, is the budget. The budget is supposed to be passed by the legislature by June 15th. It was 3 months late. Some people, including myself, feel that the legislature should be docked and not be paid for each day that they do not pass the budget after their constitutional deadline of June 15th. What do you think about that problem and that possible solution?
I think you've just hit the nail on the head there and hit a home run out of the park, Art. I absolutely agree that if the state legislature fails to provide a budget in a timely manner, they should not get paid until that work is done. People who don't do their work don't get paid in this country.
Bonnie, same question.
I would say the same thing, but I think it's important to know that we must have structural budget reform, and that has to happen the minute that one of us hits the ground running in Sacramento, because the process is unacceptable.
One of the proposals, apropos of your comment of reform, is to reduce from the two-thirds majority currently required for taxes and for the budget down to a majority. Would you support a proposal reducing to a majority vote passage of the budget and new taxes?
Only on the budget part? That's a great question. Everybody's talking about it. I really believe we need a simple majority to pass the budget, but this is not the time, in a time of economic meltdown, that we can afford to raise taxes, particularly on low and middle income Californians.
Same question, I think probably the same answer for you.
Well, absolutely. We were asked that question recently in the Long Beach Report. And I say for a regular budget, go ahead and, you know, drop it to a 55% or a simple majority plus one. But the hold on taxes is an absolute sacrosanct.
But you also added that you wanted fees raised to two-thirds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Currently, fees now can be passed with a majority. Some view that as a backdoor for taxes.
Absolutely. When you saw it in this budget, there were some fees that were put in there. They raised the marriage license fee, and that was related to domestic violence prevention programs. That's a tax, because it has nothing to do with a marriage license. But a park user fee, where you're using it, that's a fee.
Why do you think the legislature is so unpopular, 21%? People seem to love their individual legislator, but they don't like the legislature. Why is that?
I think what you see right now up in the state legislature is not representative of the majority of people. Because of the gerrymandering and the extreme partisanship, those candidates generally who come out of the primary are ideologues, strict. They're uncompromising.
Isn't Gabriella's point correct, Bonnie, that the state is in the middle and yet the legislature tends to be polarized?
I think that's true. I absolutely agree. But I also think we're experiencing the toughest economic times in my memory. People are frightened and they're looking to blame somebody out there. At the moment, the blame is with the legislature. Much of the problem, as we know, has to do with the federal government, with the lack of regulation, and frankly, with all of us expecting more than our share.
Okay, we're going to be continuing our conversation with the candidates. Throughout the show, we're going to be urging you to support the candidate of your choice. Consistent with that, we're going to put up the website and telephone numbers for each of the candidates right now and at the end of each of the segments. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
The Marketplace Long Beach, where you can shop for a fabulous selection of merchandise. Dine out tonight. Shop in a relaxing environment. Explore all there is to enjoy at The Marketplace Long Beach, PCH and 2nd Street, online at marketplacelongbeach.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy as the Marketplace Merchants present the Summer Courtyard Concert Series. Enjoy live music in the courtyard every Thursday evening from July 10th to August 7th.
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back, continuing this joint appearance of the candidates running for the 54th Assembly District. We've asked each of the candidates to prepare a question to ask to the other. Bonnie, you first.
Thank you. Gabriella, as you know, air quality is a huge issue in the 54th District. And recently, Governor Palin wrote a letter to Governor Schwarzenegger asking him to veto Senate Bill 974, which would provide critical dollars for cleaner air and for infrastructure improvement in the communities that we both hope to represent, and those communities are impacted by the ports. It would also end 3,700 premature deaths and any number of illnesses experienced by Californians. I'd like to ask you if you would join me in denouncing Governor Palin's actions to get cheaper goods in Alaska at the expense of the health and safety of the residents in our district, and what you have personally done to be supportive of the Clean Air Action Plan.
Just for the record, that's the $30 container fee.
The tax.
Right. Fee. Okay.
Container
fee.
It's the Senate Bill 974 that is awaiting the Governor Schwarzenegger's signature
and
on that.
And the question
correct.
Is, would you join and, Bonnie?
And, right, exactly. And no, I think that SB 974 is riddled with a lot of problems. I think the way it's written, I absolutely support looking to provide funds necessary to clean up the port. That's essential, that we all know, as a nurse and a healthcare provider. But the way this particular bill is flawed, there's no way to enforce it, that all the traction, all the bite that began with what was an exceptional bill was taken out, neutered as it moved through the assembly.
Okay, fair enough, and now we have a chance for
but
you.
But I just want to ask then, so you support Governor Palin's letter to Schwarzenegger?
I support her position to veto this particular bill, and my reason.
Just as a moderator's prerogative, it's a little puzzling to me why the governor of Alaska is getting involved in a goods movement issue here in our district, but that's my own personal view. Okay, you have a chance to ask a question to Bonnie.
Right. Now, there's another thing that has really been facing a lot of local government agencies and school districts and city councils. And I know the Long Beach City Council, you've been on 7 years.
Yes.
And I know that they've been grappling with it as well. I know you've had a lot of presentations, budget presentations on GASB 45. And so, you know, if you could just explain to the audience, what is GASB 45? And what have you done as a city council member to help move that forward? And how would you address it at a state level as such a critical issue?
The government accounting standards require every jurisdiction to look at assets so that in the future all of our budgets would be balanced. We have not had a lot of presentations on that, but we do review our budget every single year with that in mind to ensure that we are not giving away assets that could protect us in the future. But our budgets are very, very strong. We recently cut $17 million because we had a structural deficit out of a $400 million general fund, so that we have a balanced budget and we're prepared for the
future.
Let
me ask both of you.
Right, but I just want to clarify something. That was GASB 34. I was talking about GASB 45, the retiree benefits.
I was not familiar with the nomenclature. But you're speaking about budgets. Let me ask both of you the same question. Should you be elected to the legislature? Historically, the budget is balanced each year in Sacramento, as you both well know, with gimmicks and kicking the can down the road. Would you take some kind of pledge here that if you were to be elected, no more gimmicks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No more gimmicks.
Well, I think that's why, as you said, the legislators are so unpopular. It's a shell game, and nobody's comfortable with that. Nobody's comfortable with borrowing from future revenues and putting something on the ballot that doesn't even exist
yet. The most preposterous example of that was the lottery,
exactly.
To bond the lottery stream. I mean, the lottery is supposed to be extras for education and other things, and now we're going to hock the lottery stream for bonds for now. That's piling on. That's piling on.
Well, my expectation is that the education community is going to come together and oppose that and make a legal challenge, because the lottery was supposed to bring monies to education.
Okay, we'll be continuing this discussion after these messages. Support the candidate of your choice. We're putting their websites and telephone numbers up right now.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back. Ladies, on the ballot in November is among the many propositions Prop 8, which would eliminate the right of same-sex couples to marry. Bonnie, what's your position on Proposition 8?
I have taken a position opposing Proposition 8, as did the entire Long Beach City Council, because we don't believe that rights should be removed from any segment of the population.
Gabriella?
I absolutely concur. I'm totally opposed to Proposition 8.
The ports are major factors in this district and in this community, and reference was made earlier to clean air needs and container fees to do that. What else would you say at the state level should be done to encourage cleaner air and more efficient movement of goods?
Well, I think it's very, very important that we encourage the private sector to step up to the plate, that we incentivize the private sector to come forward with some innovative solutions. There's been some proposed. I think we need to look at those. I think we need to lessen the regulations, set the standards, and let them know we're serious, and have them come forward and provide those solutions in an expeditious way.
Bonnie?
It's an interesting question because, unfortunately, the private sector has not come up with the solutions. The solutions have come about because there's been proposed legislation, and that hammer has caused some of the people to get together and come up with solutions like Peer Pass that has changed the
traffic
patterns.
Well, maybe that's not a bad model to have the threat of legislation as a prompt for private action.
But I do agree that people respond and business responds to incentives and disincentives, and that seems to be working in the ports.
Bonnie, one of the big industries in our state are prisons, and one of the most powerful lobby groups are the prison guards. And as you know, it costs more to keep someone in prison than to send them to Harvard.
Yeah.
What should we do about the burgeoning prison population and our whole criminal justice system.
Well, how much time do you have, Art?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Actually, that's an area I expect to concentrate on because I believe we have to do a number of things. We really have to focus more on rehabilitation and prevention. We have to put more up front. We know in third grade and fifth grade which of these kids is headed down the wrong path. It's better to spend money there than later on.
Gabrielle, 1 minute on that, and then we go to closing statements.
All right. You know, I serve on the Los Angeles County Probation Commission and on the Countywide Criminal Justice Coordination Committee, and we're intensely involved in looking at the causes of prison and crime, and we're starting with education reform. We're very active in it. We're moving that forward. We have definite positive outcomes coming. We're working with the courts, with all the heads of all the public safety agencies to move this forward. And credit Supervisor Don Canabi for spearheading this effort and making a big difference for Los Angeles County.
Ladies, it's time for closing statements. And Bonnie Lowenthal, you first.
Thank you very much for having us here. Art, I'm running to bring our state back to basics. We have to look for long-term solutions instead of short-term fixes. My 14 and a half year experience on the Long Beach City Council and the Long Beach School Board allows me to be prepared for this challenge and to ensure that we give a voice to every single constituent in this district. That's why I've been endorsed by our last four mayors, Foster, O'Neill, Kell, Clark, all the Signal Hill Council members, Sierra Club, Long Beach Police firefighters and lifeguards, as well as LA sheriffs, as well as the California Nurses Association, the California Medical Association, the California Teachers Association, and so on. I would ask for your support on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Gabriella, your closing statement.
Thank you very much, Art, and thank you for having us here today on your program. We are now seeing in our country experience the worst financial crisis that we have seen since the Great Depression. But our state faces its own challenges. We have unemployment at 7.3% when the nation rate is around 6%. We have an exodus of professionals and businesses out of our state. Our high school graduation rates are dropping. We have water shortages that continue to plague our state. Locally, we have water and air pollution issues. We have traffic congestion, lack of proper housing and health care. I believe the people of California and the 54th Assembly District deserve better. Now is the time to act for real reform, to elect people to the state legislature who know what everyday people are going through and struggling with every day of their lives, someone who will bring common sense solutions to the state. I promise to bring you that and work hard. My name is Gabriella Holt. Please visit GabriellaHolt.com for more information. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriella, and we'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids' parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed-top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs!
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, I thought a very informative and passionate discussion between our two guests. They're both ladies of accomplishment, and you should support the candidate of your choice. As some of you may know, I teach law and ethics at Long Beach State University, and I do have Levine's Law. If you don't vote, you morally lose the right to complain. And so we all like to bitch and moan. If you want to do it, vote. So remember, Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th. Make your voice heard. And again, let me thank both of our lovely guests, Democratic candidate Bonnie Lowenthal and Republican candidate Gabrielle Hull. Thank you for joining us on Straight Talk. Thank you at home for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.